Good morning and welcome to A&A Real Talk Columbus. This is Drea, and I have with me my wonderful husband, Tony. Welcome back, and thank you guys for joining us for another show. Whoop-de-whoop.
Whoop-de-whoop. Happy Love Day. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there. Even if you're lonely this Valentine's Day and you don't have a Valentine.
You don't need
it
one.
It sucks to be you. Sorry. I can't do nothing for you.
Don't.
I'll pray for you. But maybe if you was a better person, you probably can have a Valentine's.
Oh, you really going there today.
So, you know, that's what that is.
First of all, don't don't listen to him. As you can tell, we're recording this on Valentine's
goodness.
Day.
What's up, people? You know, but I'm just having some fun. I always got to have some fun now. You know that.
No. We're not doing that this morning. You don't need a Valentine's to be happy. Be your own.
You can
Valentine's.
Send your own self some flowers.
That's right.
And get some chocolate.
You need to treat yourself anyways.
Right.
Date yourself.
Yeah. Okay. Y'all hear that. You hear that. But, you know, it's easy. You know, it's funny that you say that because when you hear people talking like that, they're usually married or they have somebody. You don't hear single people saying, it's okay to date yourself. It's okay to send yourself some chocolates. It's okay.
That's true.
But you hear that coming from people that are already married or have someone. You don't hear single people talking like that. What I'm saying, people.
That's true.
All right, now.
Those are facts.
Those are facts. But at the end of the day, happy Valentine's Day. Regardless if you're with somebody or not, it doesn't matter. Be grateful that you are alive.
Amen.
You know, so hey, you live to see another day. The day of love, they call it. Mm-hmm. So I got a couple of things I want to talk about before we get into the show, if you don't mind. Now, this particular topic here, well, it's a movie. It's not really about Valentine's Day, obviously, but
it's a movie
we checked out. Judas and the Black Messiah. Now, we watched it yesterday, and I just want to kind of, I'm not going to spoil it for anybody who haven't seen it. I just want to kind of give you guys my opinion, because I am a movie critic. That's like my second trade there.
He thinks he is.
You know, we all want to be critics, right?
Yeah,
you know,
but anyway. His criticism would be like.
I want to give a shout out to two people. Now, they had a lot of great actors and actresses in that movie. But, you know, I got to give a shout out. These two guys here, the guy that played Fred Hampton, Daniel Kaluuya.
Hopefully I'm saying
his name right. The same guy who don't know him by name. You saw him. Get Out. Get Out is what made him famous. Mm-hmm. And he played on Black Panther, a couple other movies as well. And Lakeith Stanfield, the guy who played William O'Neill. Those two guys did an outstanding job. And matter of fact, I just thought about it. Both of those guys played in Get Out as well.
Oh, they did.
Right. You know, so they're familiar with working with each other.
He was one of the guys he saw.
When the credits opened up and they hooked him up, they kidnapped him, whatever. He was like one of the first guys. So
okay, I forgot about
right.
that.
So yeah, that's so true. Both of them guys are, you know, they're familiar working with each other. So they did a great job. The story is outstanding. Again, I'm not going to tell you what it's about. For those who don't know anything about like Black Panther and the history of Black Panthers and the original people who started and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't want to give it away. But just go check it out. On a scale from 1 to 10, I give it a 9.9. I think I really enjoyed it. That's just my opinion of it. It's definitely worth checking it out. It's about what? Is it 2 hours long?
It's 2 hours and 5 minutes.
It doesn't seem like it, though, because it has a very interesting storyline.
Well.
What's your opinion on
it? So, I thought it was a good movie, too. It's very heavy.
Yeah, it's a little heavy.
So, you might want to follow it up with something funny or something lighthearted.
Go get something to eat after the movie.
Something.
Go get your favorite meal.
Right. Something. Drink some wine. Maybe drink some wine while you're watching it.
Right.
But it was good. I felt like it felt long in some points. The beginning part dragged on for me. I got more into it towards the middle and the end. But the beginning part did drag on.
Yeah, you did say that. Yeah.
But overall, I thought it was good. I probably wouldn't give it as high as a rating as you.
What would you give it?
I'd probably give it an 8. It was still a good movie.
Yeah, that's still pretty good.
I still would recommend for people to go see it. I think it was good. It was very thought-provoking. I was feeling some type of way afterwards. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was good to learn a little bit more about it because some of the stuff I did not know.
Right.
And this is not the
first Black Panther movie, so to speak. There is another Black Panther movie out there. It came out a while ago. You can also go check that one out. It had a couple of familiar actors and actresses in that one as well. It came out a long, long time ago, but I think that's on Netflix, I think. But you can search it and find it. And they're kind of a little different story. I mean, they're both about Black Panthers, but this one is more, it tells the backstory of Fred Hampton. You know,
have you heard about Fred Hampton before?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Okay. I never heard of him beforehand. But one thing I didn't know, and I didn't realize he was as young. We both didn't realize
he
wasn't
but 21 years old.
Yeah. So, I mean, for him, I'm not going to.
Yeah, you don't want. We don't want to tell the story, but let's just say we'll put it like this: for him to be the age that he was then, and for him to have the accomplishment, and a movement that he's had a hand in, for him to be that young. I mean, it's amazing. So that's why you guys need to go see the story. But
if you do go check it out, it's on HBO Max.
If you have Max,
right? And I'm sure you can probably rent it on virtually as well, right?
I'm not sure because we have HBO Max. See, you know, we're special.
Stay on topic.
Yeah, we're special. We get the discount rate.
If you don't have HBO Max,
then just go to the theater.
Yeah, go to the theater.
But they are practicing social distancing at the theater, so you're safe at the theater.
Go get the free trial for HBO Max. See if they have the free trial and check out the movie.
See, that's wrong. Don't be promoting free trials just for movies.
Yeah, why not?
Why not just go ahead and pay for the whole subscription?
They may after they get the free trial.
They got a discount. They got a 6-month discount. You get it for 6 months, you get 20% off.
Yeah, well, they may go do it, but check it out with the free trial.
Anyway, we're going to get all into that.
But anyways, if you check it out, shoot us a note and let us know what you think about the movie. You could send us a message on Facebook or Instagram at AA Real Talk Columbus, or you can send us out an email at aarealtalkcolumbus@gmail.com and let us know what your thoughts are on the movie. We'd love to hear from it.
Absolutely. And I do got to hit some fun facts about Valentine's now. Yes. I got to. The color red. What do you think the color red means before I get to these fun facts about Valentine's Day?
I think we classify it as love, but I don't think it really signifies love. So I don't know what it means though.
Well, it's one and the same. The color red means romance.
Okay. Love, romance. Yeah.
Right. So it's one and the same. Also, it's something about wearing the color red. This has
been all proven, the shady people wear red.
This has been proven by science. What does the color red do to you?
Make you crazy.
It makes you more attractive.
That's bull crap.
Science backs it.
How can you, what did they do? Survey people who had women dressed in red and women not dressed in red to see if they found them more attractive? Or how did they even research that?
I don't know, but I was raised
probably
to believe
not even legitimate
that
science.
I was raised to believe that if you see a woman in a red dress, you better run.
Yeah.
That's the way I was raised.
And you know what? If you brought up this too, observation. Seriously. Like if you watch Lifetime movies, all the crazy women always have on a red dress at some point. Yeah. And those be the psychos.
Yeah, that is a good point. So, you know,
that's why I don't wear red.
For all the people who say that wearing red makes you more attractive, it's a science. I don't know if it is or not, but that's what science
says. You better run.
One last thing. Now, the actual heart shape itself, right? Mm-hmm. That comes from somewhere. Where do you think that comes from?
I have no idea.
It's actually come from a plant, an African plant.
It's shaped called, like a heart?
Yeah, the plant is called psyllium. And here's the thing. The
psyllium, like syphilis.
The psyllium plant is used for a couple of things. One, food coloring.
Okay.
It's used as a cough syrup and a contraceptive.
How is it like all of those three things? Like
it's an African plant. You know, African plants, you know, they're diverse. They're not like American plants. You know, so, they can do like 4 and 5 different things compared to our little measly one thing that our American plants can do.
So it's a food coloring. What color does it give it?
Whatever color you want.
How does that even work?
I don't know. You need to go to psyllium.com. It'll tell you all about the plant.
Food coloring, a cough syrup.
And the contraception.
Exactly. How do you use the detail? Do you eat it? Like, how do you use it?
Again, for all those who want to know, I don't have time to give you the full backstory of the plant.
I'm just curious.
Psyllium. But go to psyllium.
Yeah, but now you said it's a contraception. You may not really be able to do nothing.
First off, don't just get educated. Don't be trying nothing with this plant. And I believe it's on the brink of extinction anyway.
I don't know if you can smoke it either. Available. So I'll be trying to go and smoke no syphilium.
Yeah, you know, people are like, let me smoke this. It do sound like syphilis, don't it? It's real close to that. But
I don't want no syphilium.
Yeah, anything that is close to that word there.
Syphilim,
you ain't about to hook me up.
It may give you syphilis.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, then. So you ready to get into the show?
Yeah.
We done talked about plants, love.
Syphilis?
A movie, syphilis, all before we even got into the show.
Lord, have mercy.
The color red.
So let's talk about trifling folks.
Do they, you know, these people we're talking about, they do wear red. We're going to go ahead and put that out there right now. Go ahead.
All right. So this is our show topic really boils down to is what is breakup worthy behavior?
Yeah.
Because there's some stuff, behaviors that, you know, you may say that this is like an absolute no-no for me. I don't get down with that. I don't appreciate that. But really, like, I'm curious because, you know, we see a lot of stuff on social media And I'm wondering, like, is this stuff really breakup worthy material? So one of the things I want to ask you, Tony, is what about if you go against your mate's wish? So I'll give you one example. I seen this on Facebook.
Oh.
So, you know, everybody is all for challenges, right? They have new challenges up every day.
Right.
Well, one of the latest challenges is called the Bus It Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I never stay up to date with stuff, but it kind of, I came across it. I was like, oh, what is this? Like, okay. Mm-hmm. So really what it is like the women, they start off looking regular and they have like Nelly's version of the song. I forget the title of somebody said, I think my butt getting big. And then it goes big, 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 big. And then she changes scenes and then she's dressed sexier.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's on the ground twerking. And it's called the Bus It Challenge. It's some song. I think it's like a Bus It song.
Yeah.
A legit song. I don't know. But it was a story about a regular guy. Because you see a lot of celebrities doing this now, right now.
Yeah.
But a regular guy, I guess he had asked his girlfriend not to do the Bus It Challenge. And she did it anyways. So he got upset and he broke up with her. So first impressions, do you think that he should have broken up with her?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? No. I don't think so. It's because it's a bunch of variables with that. You know, I don't know, like, how long he'd been with her. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know if he wanted to, you know, marry her. He may want to get engaged to her. You know, I don't really know the level of their relationship. Or maybe he just met her. They've been dating for a couple of months. I don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
Without knowing the backstory of how long they've been together and previous things they've probably been through. And because he may have asked her not to do something before and she went on and did it anyway. And then this could be number two or number three. I don't really know. So I don't really have I don't have the full story of their relationship in front of me. So, but just based off would I break up if I was dating, you know, and I was dating a young lady or whatever, or let's just say me and you, let's take it back before we got married and you did something like that. And I say, well, look, you know, I don't want you to do that. And you did it. I would not break up with you. I think we would have a conversation, but I don't think that's breakup worthy.
Okay.
Because I seen, you showed me a video of what the Bus It Challenge is. It was different ladies doing different things. Now, of course, they're going to dress sexy because that's part of it.
Right. It's a provocative type of.
You know, breasts wetting out. They just had on like form fitted clothes, which most women wear anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't really see the big deal of it. To me, it's not that serious to break with somebody over that.
Okay.
It's just my personal opinion.
So I can definitely understand that. For me, I looked at it like, oh, well, hey. You know, she learned her lesson then. And I think for me, it's like a form of disrespect. Like you said, you don't know if this is the first, if it was the first offense, like, maybe not. Probably just have like a for real conversation. I look like stuff that makes me uncomfortable. This is like part of values, perception, things of that nature.
Sure.
I don't feel comfortable with you doing stuff like that.
Right.
But it's a form of disrespect. If y'all had a conversation and he said that I don't feel comfortable with you doing this, I would prefer you don't do this and put this on social media. It's not a good look. And you do it anyways, you're completely disregarding what his feelings are. So that tells me that you don't care about what his opinion is, what he says. Sure. You're going to do what you want to do anyways. And if you're going to do this, what are some other things that you're going to do that he asked you not to do? Honestly, I think it is for women. I think it's that power struggle type of deal. Like, you're not going to tell me what to do. Women, we always like to say, you're not going to quote unquote control me. They look at everything as a controlling mechanism.
And that's the part on the woman part, though.
Right.
For her to look at things like that.
Right. And I don't think it's necessarily the same. It's a respect thing, because just like you have things that you would expect your man to do.
Sure.
And if you say, well, I don't feel comfortable with you, I don't feel comfortable with you. You know, having female friends. That's not cool with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just don't believe men and women can be strictly platonic. And you talking about some of you hanging out with this chick who's your friend and she's calling you late nights.
Sure.
You expect that he's going to respect your wishes and shut that down.
Right.
And if he doesn't, you're going to have a problem. So what's the difference?
You know, and I agree. I think, like, when you have that conversation with your mate, I think first, you know, how are you talking to him? You know, I think that plays like a major part. You know,
absolutely.
You have to show love and respect when you're asking your mate to do something.
Right.
Nobody's parent.
And explain the whys.
I think you can ask and say, well, hey, you know, I don't mind, you know, I would appreciate if you didn't do this. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Right.
You know, I think you have to, when you're talking to your mate and you ask them, because you don't never tell your mate to do anything.
Right.
Know? Like I said, again, we're not each other's parents. We're not going to go there. So you have to show that love and respect and just say, I would appreciate, or, you know, this makes me feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times, now it doesn't excuse the person to go do what they want because you can't make me wrong. No, that's not what I'm saying either. Right. But I think a lot of times when people, because their emotions get the best of them.
Yeah, you're going to do the opposite.
You know, good and doggone well, I told you not to do that. Mm-hmm. Of course the person's going to do it. Look how you're talking to them. Right. You know, so I think like we have to be very careful to have those conversations beforehand, if we can.
Yeah.
In a loving way, in a respectful way, because the same thing you dish out is what you're going to get back.
Absolutely.
You can't expect you to sit there and talk down the person, talk loud, raise your voice at them, and then thinking they're just going to be like, okay, sure, I'll do that. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
You know, you may get away with it a couple of times, but you better believe that person going to come back strong. You're going to catch them on the right day.
Right.
And they're going to go in on you back.
Right.
So we have to be careful. And like I said, we don't know the full story of their relationship.
Right.
The depth of the relationship. I mean, they could have just met and he said, you know what? You too much to handle. I asked you not to do it. You did anyway. Kick rocks.
Right.
And they could only been together for a month.
Right.
You know, so we really just don't know. But I think we really have to just make sure that we have those conversations during stuff like that. And it's a lot of men that have problem with their women acting out.
Yeah.
On social media and making like videos like that. I mean, it's a
lot
of guys.
Social media, man. Social media can get you. Social media can keep you single.
Yeah.
Keep playing around with it. It's going to keep you single.
And ladies, you know, just, I don't think, like I said, I don't think it's breakup worthy if you do that. I just think you need to just have that conversation before you get out there like that and start doing fun stuff. Cause I don't think women's intention just to be like, well, I'm going to do this because, you know, I want to have a lot of men reach out to me and, you know, and get a lot of attention. That's probably not the case in a lot of cases. You know, I think she probably just want to do it because she want to have some fun. It's something different. She want to be in the loop. That's okay. But you have to communicate that with the person you're with.
Yeah.
And make sure that, are you okay if I make a fun video, you know, doing this?
So I'll give an example between you and I.
Sure.
About saying stuff that makes you uncomfortable and then like really listening and all that good stuff. So remember last week on the show, we were talking about buying drinks.
Why did I know this was going to come back up again?
This is the most recent, but this
okay,
is a good
go
example.
Ahead. Okay, go, let's use
of,
this
of,
example.
Of buying drinks, of men buying women drinks and women accepting drinks.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've allowed men to buy drinks before.
That's before me. Yes.
No. But we've talked about this.
Okay, you know what, y'all? Let's go ahead and end this podcast, and we'll get back to you in a minute.
No.
We're going on a quick break.
So I have, you know, no expectations. Like, whatever. You're going to buy a drink. You're going to buy me and my girlfriend some drinks. Okay, thank you. And call it what it is. Mm-hmm. But after hearing your strong thoughts, you know, initially I was like, well, it's not that serious. Like, dude's buying drinks and it's not going anywhere. I'm not giving him no extra conversation. I'm not like flirting or anything like that and brushing up on him and stuff like that. It's just like he sees us. He says, here, buy them their next round. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But after hearing your thoughts, I was like, okay, and you brought up a really good point.
And can I explain the point? The point that I brought up and how you had this aha moment.
Yeah.
Okay. So ladies, particularly, y'all need to hear this, what I'm about to say, because you know I love you guys, right? Now, we had the conversation off the air about what she just said. And the example I gave her, I said, it's no different than when a woman brings your man a home-cooked meal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, her intentions may say, well, you know what? I'm a great cook. I just want to bring him a meal. It doesn't mean I'm hitting on him. It doesn't mean I'm trying to get with him. But, you know, there is something about food and men. We do like women that can cook and we like to eat. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you got that old slogan, okay, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. There is some truth to that. Mm-hmm. It really is. So, and you women know that. Now, that would make you guys feel uncomfortable if a woman brought a home-cooked meal to your man.
And just to give you a little bit of background, I've told Tony before, like multiple times, like, we're not doing that in these parts. Like, ain't no chick about to be talking about, Tony, I made you some lasagna. I made you some chicken and some rice and some whatever.
Yeah.
Like, no, throw that crap in the trash. Because if they ain't say I made you and your wife some food, like, no, it's not going
down.
See,
and it's not about, and that's good you say that, because we don't want you guys to get it twisted. Now, granted, it takes more to make a meal. It's more personal, but the intent is the same. You're just doing it because, and the guy may be doing it just because you want to be nice, you're pretty, whatever. And then a woman's intentions may be doing it because I just want to cook a good meal for him. But the intent is wrong.
Right.
So you don't accept it.
Right.
That's the whole point of it. It's not about trust. It's not about making people feel uncomfortable. Oh, you know, your mate, if your mate is going to do something, they got up in his door, they're going to do it. Ain't really much you can do about
it. Right. That's
true. You know, if you're with somebody who's going to mess around on you, you can be the best spouse, you can be the best boyfriend, girlfriend, lover, and all that. And if they're going to mess around, they're going to mess around. That's just a fact right there. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, it's all about respect and things that mm-hmm. are appropriate and not appropriate.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah. So when he brought that up, I was like, you know what? You're right. I can't expect for you to follow my wishes, and I can't even follow your simples, not of accepting drinks from men. Because it is essentially the same thing.
Sure.
So I got it. I was like, okay, you're right. It is what it is. Because you probably think like some woman I know, she ain't interested in me bringing me some food. It's not a big deal. To you, you probably felt the same way. Because there's nothing going down with that.
Yeah.
But I'm not with it. I don't feel comfortable with it because of the intent behind it.
Yeah.
And you respect that. So I will no longer be accepting drinks from men. I'll say, you know, I appreciate it. Thank you. But no, thank you. I can get my own drink.
Ladies, you better listen.
So let me tell
you.
Let me ask you something else. So have you seen the one about the silhouette challenge? I think it's called the silhouette challenge.
No, I haven't.
So what it is. And I've seen men and women do this.
Okay.
But it's a challenge to where you have this red light in the background. And if you're a woman, you're pretty much either like nude beneath that red light. You may just have on some underwear and you're just making sexy poses, maybe dressing sexy. And it's like an illusion to where it's like a shadow of you doing that.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So again, another chick,
and this is a video that they post on. They make these videos.
They make these videos and post it on
Instagram and
what's the one TikTok. It's a TikTok video challenge thing.
Okay.
So again, a chick did this. Her dude found it, and he was just like, he was not with it. He was like, it's made to be provocative. They have some tricks to where those trifling men figured out how to remove the red light background so they can actually see the actual
figure. What about her face? Can they see her face if they do that?
Yeah, they'll be able to see everything.
And they able to do this through some type of app or something where they can
I didn't read the instructions of how they can remove the filter.
Oh, that's possible, I guess. Okay. Yeah.
But, wow. And so he was like, well, what do you even have on underneath? She's like, well, I had on some panties. And she didn't see the big deal about that. He was just like, it's not cool. He has a daughter. And he was like, what if my baby mama see this or everything like that? And she just didn't get it. And he was like, well, you talk about someone you want to be a wife, but you don't have wife behaviors. And so it just went left for now. He was like, I'm done. She didn't get it. He was like, don't worry about it. He's like, we're done. And then she's like, babe, I'm sorry. And all this other stuff. So what do you think about like a challenge like that?
Now, I want to address that story real quick. Now, that's a little different. She had on panties, right?
She just had on panties underneath.
Did she have a bra?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
So
saw like everything.
They could if they remove the filter.
And so have the guys that can do that or the people that can do that.
Supposedly,
right? So let's just say she was exposed then.
Yes.
She was nude.
Right.
I mean, I guess it would be safe to say she was nude. I'm with the guy on that one. I think that's pushing it. I think the first one, you know, those women, they're fully dressed. They have on clothes that you can see a woman just walking out in the streets wearing.
Yeah.
To me, that's not that big of a deal. This is a different level when you show, you know, when you're exposed like that.
Right.
That brings it to a whole other level. So I think I don't know if it's still worth breaking up over. But again, I don't know their situation, you know, but I definitely a conversation need to be had. And you need to let her know, like, look, this ain't gonna work, you know?
Yeah.
But I can't say that it's breakup worthy because I don't know the back end of their relationship.
Right.
But me personally, oh, wow. I don't know.
You would lose. If I said, babe, look, I put this on TikTok, the silhouette video challenge, even if I did the busted challenge, you would lose it.
I don't know about that. You know what? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think like you really have to have that. Now you saying lose it. I wouldn't break up with you though.
I mean,
We got married, you know, I wouldn't break up with you. We just would have to have that conversation.
You'll be pissed.
Yes,
you'll
I would be upset. I mean, don't a man want a woman out there like that?
Yeah.
We just don't want that. You know, it's just not a good look. So
yeah.
Yeah, I'd be upset. I just don't think it's breakup worthy.
Yeah. So what is breakup worthy behavior for you? Like, is it like a timeline to where, like, you have to have a trend of behavior that you're constantly doing? So we constantly have conversation that this is what I don't like. This is stuff that really does not sit well with me. I'm uncomfortable with doing stuff like that. And you continuously do it to where you say, you know what, this is the last time I'm breaking up with you.
I think it's a cycle of bad behavior.
That's fair.
When you're dating, you know, hopefully all this will come out before you get married and you'll know not to marry him. But, you know, I think when you're dating, I think it's just a cycle of bad behavior. You have to know what your limitations are. Everybody's limitations are different. Mine could be you got five chances and you're gone. The next guy can be one chance.
Yeah.
And that goes for cheating as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people feel like, well, if you cheat one time and you never do it again, I'm not leaving you.
Yeah.
But if you cheat again, I'm done.
Right.
So everybody has a different number. You know, I can't really say what my number is. Thank God I've never been in a situation like that. I've never dealt with women that were like that. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know what I would do, but you know, I don't really have like a magic number, but you just have to be aware of like bad behavior and trends.
Yeah.
You have to, you know,
I think that's fair. Yeah.
Everybody's situation and number is different. That's it on that.
That's fair. Cause I think you have some people, and I know we're everything, all the examples we've given is related to the women.
Mm-hmm.
But it can go both ways. Mm. I think that some people are just oblivious and their mind is not a big deal.
Mm.
They may not have had that conversation. You might not have thought that you needed to have a conversation because, you know, in any relationship, we assume a lot, you know, we assume, well, they know they shouldn't be doing all this. They, you know, adults, they are, you know, working people, blah, blah, blah.
That's an easy assumption. Yes. Right. All of us.
Why would they go online and post a video doing a silhouette, you know, things of that nature.
Right.
And they don't think about it until it actually occurs.
Right.
So having that conversation is going to be crucial. Just saying like, hey, you know, I'm not happy about this. Doesn't mean you can't be pissed off about it. Cause you can still be pissed off about it, but just say, I'm not happy with this. Just I ask that you don't do anything that shows your body. That's overly provocative.
Yeah.
Post that stuff on social media.
Yeah.
It's not cool. I would love to do the silhouette challenge, but I don't want to post anything. I'm not big on posting like anything on like TikTok, anything like that. And I was looking, I said, oh, that'd be a good video for you. But I'm so scary. My dumb butt will probably do something to where it is posted on.
Make a mistake and hit public.
I'm not even fooling with this.
But you know, and that's a good point. You made that up because people have to think about, even if you're not with nobody, is it appropriate
or not?
Because you have a job.
Absolutely.
You know, or you're trying to get into a certain field. And believe it or not, employers look through social media to see if they can find anything on you.
Mm-hmm.
And do you really think they're going to hire you if you're in a busted challenge or a silhouette challenge? You're showing your body.
Yeah.
You're acting out, even though you're having fun and that's not your intent.
Right.
You got to look at how the employer looks at it.
Right.
Or, if you don't want to work for nobody, let's say you want to start your own business and you got to go through like a background check or you have to go, you know, you're looking for sponsors to help you invest in your business. You better believe they're looking for stuff. They're gonna do their own background check. They're gonna go on your social media, and you're asking for investors' money to help you start a company, start a business. They're gonna do their own research because they're not gonna take a gamble and invest in your business if you out here dropping it like it's hot out here. They're not gonna do that because you're a risk.
Right.
So this goes for men and women. You have to be very careful what you post on social media. Me personally, I think you should keep it private. I think certain things I think should just be like never recorded. You know, or if you have record, make sure it's not a phone. Put it like on a camcorder, actual cam that's not connected to the internet. That way it won't be no accidents or nothing.
Yeah.
So I would say keep it separate and enjoy the moment with whoever you're with.
Absolutely. Because it should be meant for you. I don't want anybody else to see. I don't need the world seeing me doing like sexy poses and everything like that. Only person I need to see that is you. Yeah. I don't need the world to see that. If I make sexy pictures, I'm not posting that on social media because I don't need the world to see that stuff. I'm doing this for my husband.
Another thing I want to say before we move on to the last two points of the do's and don'ts of relationships and what's breaker worthy is there's a thing called screen recording. And this is what I want people to remember.
Mm.
When you post something on the internet, whether it be TikTok, Instagram, it doesn't matter. It could be anything. It could be just a regular website. Anything that's questionable. And somebody goes on there and they put on screen record. It records everything. So even if you accidentally say, okay, oh, snap, I didn't mean to post that, and you remove it. If somebody got a screen recording of it, they have a permanent copy in their device. And two, they can post it and do whatever they want with it. That's why you have to be very careful. Once it's out there, you know the old saying, once it's out there, it's out there. Once it's out there in the web, in the universe, it's out there. Somebody got a hold of it. Somebody got a copy of it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So just be careful when you're doing those different things. But two things I want to hit too, the do's and don'ts. What about like family members?
All right. What about the family members?
You know, family members, you know, so you're dating somebody and they're not getting along with your family members. Should you break up with them?
You know what? So this is going to sound real horrible. I don't think so. Because you know what? Because you have.
But they're not. They can't get along with not one family member. I mean, the whole family don't. The whole family hates them.
So that's something you really have to analyze, like the whys, because they could really be like a crappy person, and you are so enamored by them that you just don't see it. But you have family members who have their own presumptions, and they have their own assumptions of the person, and they don't give the person a chance from the beginning. And then, you know, once it goes down once, like if mom don't like them, then, you know,
everybody brother, else follow.
Uncle might not like them because mom's saying, well, they did this, they did that.
Without giving them a chance and all this. Yeah.
So, and then they get to looking for stuff that they don't even like about the person.
Yeah.
So it just depends on, you have to know your family. You have to know whether or not your family are, if they are people of good character, if they are people, reasonable people.
Reasonable. Hey,
if
man,
there are people,
we need a lot of those people.
Who actually give people a chance.
Yeah.
Or if there's somebody who jumped the gun. If you know your family and you know how they tend to act, you would know whether or not their concerns are valid.
And what I want to say to the family members that are like that, at the end of the day, would you want somebody to treat you like that? Everybody deserves an opportunity to prove themselves and their character and what type of person they are.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're a family member and you're going off what somebody else said, and then you have that judgment already before you even talk to the person, you're already coming in wrong. The judgment is already there.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Give that person a chance because you want somebody to give you a chance. If you were marrying into another family or you're with somebody and you're dating them, you want them to give you the same opportunity. So I would say, look at that first. Always look at self first and say, would I want somebody to do me like that?
Right.
And I think that will give you that opening to be more acceptable to things. And quit listening to other people. Hearsay never works. That's why they don't ever use it in court. Hearsay,
it always never works. Up.
It's always stuff being added to the story. You're like, what? They said I was doing one thing. Now they got me down for 10 things. I mean,
you
come
know,
on
people
now.
Like to put that extra sauce on it to make it even
make it more spicy.
Juicy
story.
So I absolutely agree with you. And then, so the only thing I would say, let's say you had a mate who'd be going hard in the paint. Like, they like, her and the mom don't. I know. I feel like we're picking on the women a lot today, but.
That's because it's Valentine's Day.
your girl and the mom just don't get along.
Uh-huh.
But the girl, I mean, she goes in, she'll call your mom bees, she'll do this, she'll be cussing your mom out.
That's bad.
She'll be doing all types of stuff. That's excessive, but you have some relationship, that's how they operate. And it's like normal. That's that serious dysfunctional type of relationship. You got the mom cussing out the girl, calling you a hoe, you this, you that, and the other, and they just going tit for tat. To me, that feels like toxic. I'd be like, we're not doing that here. Like, y'all cannot care for each other, but I need for you all to have a mutual respect for one another. Learn how to be civil, because we're not going to be cussing. Y'all not going to be throwing blows, laying hands on each other, and everything like that.
And see,
it's
that's
not
where
happening.
I think the man has to step up and say, you know, he got to step up for his woman.
Yeah.
And, you know, and put her mother in his place.
Notice he said woman and not mom, for those of y'all who listening.
Yeah, so, you know, he has to step up. And, you know, whether this is his wife or not, it could just be his girlfriend. Doesn't matter. You know, his loyalty lies with her first. And I think he needs to defend her and step up for her first and talk to his mother.
Mm-hmm. Because the mama needs to learn her role.
Right. And you can tell your mother off respectfully. You know, you can really sit there and say, mom, we need to have a conversation because I like order.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's first in my life. That's just you got to let me go. You know, we kind of talked about that before a couple shows ago, but, you know, you have to do that. You know, men got to really just step up and really stand by their woman.
Yeah.
Because that's where it starts. And a lot of that chaos will stop. You know, if he's sitting back and just let it happen. And, you know, I'm from the old school. I put a lot of responsibility on how the house is ran by the man. I do. That's just how I am. That's the way I was raised. You know, a lot of order in the house, it should fall on the man.
Yeah.
Peace should fall on the man. Things getting out of line. You the man. You the head. You need to get the house in order. It's your responsibility.
Yeah.
You need to have a conversation with every woman in that house. You know, so that's just how I feel about it.
Yeah. I'm with you 100%. It's just like you, at the end of the day, and I think it's that sense of entitlement. And it's like always a fight for control. And I think like when in-laws get into it with the spouse, it's like that fight of control. Like I'm the one who has like the final say. I'm the one who's kind of like, I'm my child's number one. Like, no, you're really not.
No, you're
you
not.
Shouldn't be.
Right.
At that point, you need to fall behind.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you have to show respect. Whether you like the person or not, you're not dating them. You're not married to them. You don't have to like them.
Yeah,
but
true.
You need to respect. So that way you're not causing chaos inside of their relationship.
You know, it go both ways. You know, the person that, you know, that's involved with your...
You both have to show that mutual respect.
Mutual, it go both ways. Give it and get it. You know,
yeah.
So what about that last one that you told me about? Now, this one here is pretty heavy. The video about how the lady was going off on the guy's kids.
Oh, yeah. This is for sure, to me, breakup worthy. So how you treat your mate's kids. So I saw another video on Facebook, and it was, I guess, his girlfriend. It had to have been his girlfriend. And she was going in on the kids, the stepkids. I'm still going to consider them her stepkids because they're in a committed relationship.
Sure, absolutely.
And, you know, she's there. So those are still her stepkids.
Right. Ready-made family.
Right. She is going in. She telling them, you know, they're so disrespectful. And that's not even the part I'm, you know, tripping on. But she at some point, she made negative references to their deceased mother. She was telling them that... pretty much that their dad, they think that their dad has to take care of them because they're her kids. That he ain't got to do nothing. And with additional curse words. And if he wanted to, he could just drop them off at the Children's Services and let them take care of you. Let you belong to the state. He ain't got to do nothing. And she was telling him, I don't even like y'all anyways. And, you know, I got my own kids. And I leave my kids to get away from the bullshit. And then I come here and deal with it. She's like, y'all could be here by yourself. I don't care about y'all and all this other stuff. And, I mean, she was just, like, going in.
And one of his kids was the one that was recording it, right?
It had to be.
Yeah.
I seriously doubt it was an adult who's let her go off on like this on some kids.
Unless it was one of her friends.
Right.
One of her type of friends.
And not stepping in. Mm-hmm. So right. I would imagine like it's one of the kids who is recording this. But she was just like going in on them. And I don't care what the kids did that you thought was so wrong. There's no reason for you to talk to any child like that and make them seem as if they're not wanted.
So my first question to you is, before I give you my opinion on it, do you think... because if she was going in like that, I mean, she was going hard in the paint, you know, talking all this negative crap, especially about his, you know, their deceased mother, which is definitely a place you should never go.
Yeah. She looked at him, kissed him, pop her.
Right. Do you think he had to have known that she was like that just a little bit? Maybe not to that extreme, but he had to know that she's that type of woman.
She has
that type of temperament about her.
Yeah, it has.
So he has to know. So you wouldn't say that. So your thing is he would have to know, right? There's no way he could be oblivious to the fact that she ain't somewhat kind of trifling when it comes to like talking to those kids.
She probably is. The perception of her is that she probably is a rough chick. Like she probably she curses like a sailor. He knows this. She knows that she probably goes hard, like when she's upset, be cussing people out. I'm hoping he didn't know to the extent that that's how she talked to his children. That's what I'm hoping. But I wouldn't even be surprised. Because at the end of the day, if you know somebody who has such a bad temper, they get upset, they just be saying all types of stuff.
Yeah.
You should know that there's no boundaries.
Yeah.
Period.
I agree.
Regardless of who they talking to, when you get them upset, they going in. They're going to say whatever, however, they don't care.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that. I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of concerned, you know, definitely for the kids first. And, you know, I'm concerned for him, too, because, you know, I'm in agreement with you. How can you not know? And I guess it's kind of challenging when you're dating someone with kids. You don't really know how they are until they're around your kids, you know, and you don't really know what's going on when you're not there unless your kids tell you.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure this probably wasn't the first time. You know, maybe it wasn't to this extreme, but maybe the kids, I'm sure, complained to their dad, said, hey, you know, she talked to us kind of hard.
They might have did this for proof.
Aggressive, right. You know, and maybe dad is like, okay, no, it ain't that bad. She doing it because she loves you, whatever reason and that he's probably giving her, you know, it's not a good thing. I think he got some serious issues, you know, the women that he picking.
Absolutely.
Because me personally, you know, when me and you met, you know, you didn't have any kids. You know, we don't have any kids together.
Right.
You know, so I have, you know, kids before I met you. So if my thing is, that's a first test before I know what level we're going to go to, if there's going to be another level.
Right.
How are you with children?
Right.
And you can be a good parent and not have no kids at all. Never had even brought any kids into the world.
Right.
You still can be a good person
and
a good parent. You know, has nothing to do with that. You know, but as men, we kind of look at it like, well, if she already has kids, you know, we can kind of look at how she interacts with her children. That kind of gives her a pass to say she's a decent person. She'll be a good mother. But if she doesn't, then we don't really know.
Right.
So I think that's why you really have to, like, get to know, you know, the woman that you're with, you know, spend some time with her, have conversation about kids, you know, mm-hmm. the future, let her hang out with your kids when the time is right, mm-hmm. you know, let them hang out with your kids and see how they interact mm-hmm. and then leave them alone and see, let them have their days when it's just them. And then the kids will give you feedback, mm-hmm. but you got to let that process work itself through.
Yeah.
You know, and you got to let enough time pass. You can't yeah. do this and say, okay, well, she's going to be a good mother. You only date her for a month. You don't know that yet. You know, let right. some time pass. You know, let just you got to put that time in there. But the first complaint that your child comes to you and say, hey, mom, hey, dad, you know, I don't like the way they're talking to me when you're not around. They're too aggressive. The parent has to do something about it. They got to address it. They can't just look at it and say, oh, she's doing it because she loves you. No, you need to get the full story on it.
Mm-hmm. You need to take those complaints into like serious consideration
and have that conversation. Yeah. And I don't know what type of guy he is, but me personally, I don't know what type of man would want a woman that got a foul mouth anyway. I've never been attracted to a woman like that ever in my whole entire life. Even when I was just like ratchets all get out in my early 20s, I've never been attracted to a woman who cursed a lot. That's just me personally. Again, I'm from the old school. I get it. I'm not talking about a woman that say the F bomb every now and then, or she's angry and she may say the S word or whatever. I'm not talking about that because I do constant. That myself.
Yeah.
But if you just can't have a conversation with me without saying one curse word, you're probably not for me.
Right.
You probably need to read some more books, get a little bit more educated, you know, get some more culture in your life, whatever, you know, learn some more words, because you're not going to get me to believe that we can't have a conversation without you saying one curse word. That's not going to work for me.
Yeah.
You know, so I've never been attracted to nothing like that. I think that's a major turnoff to me. When you hear a woman just flipping, every other word is a curse word, and she just having a regular conversation.
Yeah.
She's not upset. She's not angry. And she just going in like that. It's a major turnoff. Some guys like it. I'm not that guy.
Yeah. I mean, if he's the same way, then I mean, right.
You know, so, but go ahead.
And I wonder, too, like, what type of, so it could be like, he could be that type of parent, too, who does the same thing to his kids.
Yeah. So him is like normal behavior then.
Right. And right. it's like, well, like, are you a dude who think that that's okay type of behavior?
Yeah.
For somebody to talk to the kids like that? Like, mm-hmm. do you have that same type of temperament?
Yeah.
Like, what are the dynamics with inside of the household? For me, that would be straight. That would be quick. It's not long. We're going to have a talk about that. Because as soon as that video surfaced, like, let's say that there hadn't been any previous complaints, or there had been some complaints, and I talked to the person and like, hey, like, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't think that it was like anything like super serious, because I didn't know they were going in like that. But as soon as I saw that video, oh, it's a wrap. Don't even, we're not talking, it's nothing to talk about.
Yeah,
like, you're not going to be treating my kids like this.
Yeah.
You're done for.
And a lot of times, you know, people don't really know until the proof is there.
Yeah. You don't know how
you don't really know this person. I didn't know she was like that. Right. I didn't really know that he was like that. But, you know, when it's out there and it's in your face and now you have proof, you got to make a decision.
Yeah. I hope he broke up with her. Because at the end of the day, to me, it feels like the next step is her beating the hell out of your kids.
And if she's talking to his kids like that, ain't no telling how she talked to her own kids.
You're right.
She's going to her own kids.
Right.
Like, that's even worse right there.
Right.
Just imagine that, right?
And why are you staying away from your kids all day on day anyways? Your kids at home and you over at his place with his kids. Like,
Well, she could be babysitting. You know, we don't really know the back end of it, but it just, the proof there.
She trifling, so it probably ain't nothing about she babysitting. She trifling.
We got the proof there. I just hope that he do something about it and has done something about it. But again, I thought about what you said. If he's like that, it's okay to him. It's okay to be mm-hmm. that way. And that's even more scarier.
Yeah,
because them kids ain't got a chance.
They show down.
So let's just hope that the right thing happens and that'll be what it is. So what's the word of the day?
The word of the day. So the word of the day, this is kind of dumb, but I'm gonna roll with it.
Well, you picked it.
I can't stand you. So the word of the day is going to be coronally. Coronally.
Is that like the beer? Like Corona?
Not like the beer Corona. This
Corona
is a reference to Corona Lee.
Corona Lee. That sounds like somebody's
name. CaronEly. You know what? Corona Baby might come up with the name Corona
Lee. You know, I really wouldn't be surprised. I really would not be surprised. There's going to be a child named Corona Lee.
Corona Lee. They were conceived during the coronavirus. So Corona Lee.
What you got? Yeah.
So Corona Lee means being lonely due to the never ending coronavirus. Oh, y'all better get online. So Biden said there's nothing he could do about the virus. So I guess we will be trapped inside for another Corona Lee year. That's how you would use it. That's so dumb. Corona Lee.
I'm sorry, people that are experiencing that. You know, like I said earlier, if you become a better person, then you won't be by yourself.
Don't do that.
You need to look at yourself. If you're single and you're like, I can't get nobody, I can't buy a date, you better look at yourself in the mirror and do some character
building. He's so trifling. Y'all, he is just this husband of mine.
Character building 101.
He's trifling. He is trying it today. He is trying it.
At some point, you got to look at yourself now.
I mean, you
It ain't everybody else. Sometimes you got to look at yourself in the mirror and say, well, you know what? It might be me.
You don't tell people on Valentine's Day, like, well, the reason why you ain't got nobody on Valentine's Day because you're just a trifling person. You wrong for that. You wrong. I can't take you nowhere. Can't take you nowhere.
All right. Happy Valentine's Day, and until next time.
Until next time. If you have a question or a situation you would like advice on, you can contact us at aarealtalkcolumbus@gmail.com, or you can check us out on our website at www.aarealtalkcolumbus.com. Also, be sure to look for us on Instagram or Facebook using the handle aarealtalkcolumbus. Don't forget to share with your friends. Thank you for listening to A&A Real Talk Columbus, where our goal is to bring people closer together through conversation.